Our guest in the cafe this morning is Carol Taylor, the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. Carol, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Carol wrote an interesting piece that you may have seen in the Herald Banner. Of course, it's also on her blog, the Carol C. Taylor blog page, about the census, and which is coming to a conclusion here very soon. And but in particular, Carol, you were looking at the 1920 census.
Right. It was 100 years ago.
That's right. Okay. That's true, isn't it? I hadn't thought of it that way, but that was the census 100 years ago.
Yes.
It's kind of a watershed census,
yes,
wasn't it? Because it came right after World War I, and a lot of things changed after World War I.
Right. Definitely. And it was not only just that soldiers were coming back, the economy was not stable. The world news, world agreements, the Paris peace talks were a joke. And so it was not a good time. And Prohibition came in.
Mm-hmm. Of course, the 1920s, 1920 is that's the beginning of the 1920s. As the decade moved along, it became the Roaring Twenties, and things changed a great deal. But going into 1920 and coming out of World War I, a lot of problems for people, and especially, Carol, in the rural areas.
Yes.
And so you saw a lot of movement. This is where we started to see, it had already begun, but we really saw a lot of movement from the farm to the city at this time.
Right. And from the south to the north.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a disaster. And the government at that time had never, the thinking of the government was that the states should take care of their people who were having difficulties. It was not a federal issue.
Mm-hmm. Well, that didn't really come about until somewhat with Woodrow Wilson, but very much so with Franklin Roosevelt.
Right. Franklin Roosevelt was the one that really kicked it off.
Yeah.
And there are still people today who will argue and tell you that it didn't work.
Mm-hmm. Amity Schles is an author that would probably take that position among others. We're talking with Carol Taylor, and Carol is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. Carol recently wrote a blog piece and a column for the Herald Banner on the 1920 census, basically. So you said that 50, at this point in the 1920 census, 51.2% of the people were urban and 48.8% were rural. So you still had very much a divide there, almost an
right,
even divide. But the trend was, and the momentum was definitely to people moving to the city.
And we weren't that far from the Civil War.
Still people alive who could have remembered it. And mm-hmm.
Yes. There was, it was just unbelievable how different. And yet, we still have those differences.
Well, that's kind of the point of your column, is that to some extent, the red-blue divide that we talk about.
Yes.
Sort of the middle of the country versus the coasts and so on, that starts to become much more apparent when you look at the 1920 census.
Right.
Another thing you point out here, and this goes back much further, but after 1830, more of the country's population growth came from immigrants who settled in urban areas.
Right.
And that is another major factor of the differences we see today, because most of those folks who came from other countries in Europe and elsewhere came to the big cities, not to the country.
Right, right. And we saw that earlier this year when there were so many indigent families who were in these big cities,
mm-hmm,
and who caught the COVID-19.
Yeah. And so the cities have been more sympathetic to unions and progressivism,
right,
and so forth as a result of that, and that is something that's still with us today.
Yes.
Yeah, and rural Americans still kind of hold with the traditional values, as you say, the Jeffersonian democratic values that tend to be more oriented toward rural and
right,
individualism than what we see in the cities.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's you can learn a lot from the census, can't you?
you used to could. You
it depends on the census.
And, you know, I don't remember. On this one, for 2020,
yeah,
there was nothing about what our my husband's or my occupation was.
Sure.
How we were we educated? Did we have any children? Because our children, our child, lives in Dallas and not with us. And so, you know, it just really didn't give you all that gossip that the old.
which is good for historians, isn't it? Historians
it's
love that rich detail. we are coming to the end of it. I saw on the Census Bureau website that it's supposed to come to an end September 30th, and all of the info is supposed to be presented to the President and the Congress sometime in December. So we're coming to the end of it. Carol, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line.
Well, thank you very much.
Carol Taylor, Hunt County Historical Commission Chairman. You're starting today with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.